Peace and blessings, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning back into Let's Be Honest. This is your girl, Ropani. I'm very grateful for each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for continuing this journey with me. I very much appreciate you guys so much. I do have another interview for you guys today. I have a different guest. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, guys. Good evening. My name is Albert. And
where are you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
The Bronx?
New York. Representing BX in the house.
That's what's up. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm chilling. Feeling the vibes. Feeling the buzz, you know. Just enjoying time.
It's a good day. You had a great day today?
Yeah. Today was... Work was, you know, stressful a little bit. But I'm getting better at managing my stress and kind of just... You know, keeping calm through the storm, as they say.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, well, I'm very excited for you to join me today. Appreciate that very much.
Awesome. I'm very good, very excited to be here.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
Awesome. So these are just random life questions. You have to be very honest as you can. And if you don't feel comfortable answering the questions, you can go ahead and skip. This is a very open platform, so like it gives everybody their opportunities to just share their thoughts, their ideas, their voice, anything they want to just share freely, okay? You're not being timed on anything, so just like take the time you need, okay?
Got it. Makes
sense. All right. So we'll go ahead and get started. So my first question for you is, can you tell me about the most important people in your life?
Yes. Most important people in my life, God, Jesus, the Virgin Mary, and myself, of course. I'm very important to myself. And, my family. My family, my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters, my cousins, and my grandmother, my grandfather, and my ancestors. They're very, very important people in my life. They're not here, you know. They dispatched to heaven. But they're still very important to me. They help me every day. I think about them all the time. You know, God rest their souls very peacefully and very humbly, because I don't know what they went through, but I'm sure that they went through a lot of trials and tribulations to get where I'm at today. So I thank them, and yeah, they're all important. So in other words, I think everybody that helped me get to where I'm at today, whether I see it or not, it's important. So, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you feel your ancestors' guidance every day?
Not every day, but when I do, it is an eye-opener, because it helps me appreciate my life more, because I know that I'm here for a purpose. Whenever I think about them, I no longer feel lost. So I don't think about them every day, but I should.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. When and where were you born?
I was born in the Bronx, New York, 1993, June 9th. And
so what's your star sign?
Gemini.
What's a fun fact about a Gemini?
Fun fact about a Gemini. So many. We're charismatic. We're very somewhat introverts, but we have deep We have a deep connection with our inner self. So we may seem introverted or very excluded to other people, but it's
Okay.
just because we are in tune with our well-being and our soul.
That's
Fun
beautiful.
fact. So I don't know if that's a fun fact. Another fun fact is we love to drink Patron and have a good time. We
Patron
love it. I mean, it's a good
You guys just love to have fun.
yes.
Okay, I feel that. I definitely feel that.
We love to have fun with the right people, of course. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So when you were going to school, did you enjoy it? Like all throughout your life.
When I was going to school, did I enjoy it? No.
At all.
School was very traumatizing for me.
How so? Especially in New York, I want to know.
Growing up in New York City and going to a public school, as I did, I've encountered a lot of bullying, unprofessionalism, misunderstanding of me. People didn't understand who I was as a child. People bullied me because of my height. I was always very short, so I was the one to get picked on a lot. So yeah, going to school here wasn't a good experience. It was very traumatizing actually. And yeah.
So, I'm sorry to hear that, but like you overcame that and you're the person you are today.
I wouldn't say I overcame it, but I am a person today.
Yeah.
I'm more so adapted to my environment and
Okay.
moved accordingly.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right, awesome. Do you have a love of your life?
My love of my life right now, I would say would be myself and the people around me.
Explain.
When somebody makes me feel like I can open up and be myself, I sense that that person cares about myself and my well-being. When somebody asks me to open up about any topic about my life,
Yeah.
I feel like that person cares for me in a way where I can show love to that person. In other words, I don't really understand that question because the love of my life, I think of a girlfriend, but I also think of somebody who loves me.
Yeah.
And
Okay. I
I
see
don't
that.
have a girlfriend currently, but I do have a lot of people who love me, so it is a very broad question.
Okay, well that makes sense the
Yeah.
way you explained it. Okay. All right, awesome. Describe the work that you do. What do you do for work?
So I currently hold two jobs. I am a teacher part-time, and I do also do Uber for extra cash.
Okay, so what do you do teaching? Like, is there a specific
I'm working with
subject
kids.
or?
Working with kids in the morning, and in the evening, I am driving a car for people, driving people
Okay.
around. Yeah, so
All right. How long have you been teaching?
I've been so in the morning I am a part-time teacher. I'm working with kids in the morning. So the line of work that I do, I work with kids in the morning, making sure that they do their work, they're not bullying other kids, they're not harassing people, and just making sure that they're mentally, capable to go through their day. And, I'm kind of a counselor, kind of like a teacher in a way. So I do a little bit of everything. I'm a babysitter, let's be
Okay.
honest.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been a babysitter for 4 years now. And in the evening, I drive people around. And yeah.
All right, awesome. Can you tell me about your religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs? Or what is your religion?
Well, my family, I come from a Catholic background. I don't know what that means, so don't ask me. 'Cause I don't believe in separate religions. I believe that there's one God and one God only, and that is love and peace and happiness and, wishing that upon other people and showing people that humans are still capable of love and we're not all just destroying each other, like certain parts of the world. And I don't know too much about religion, but I'm still learning about it. But I do believe that we humans are a species, and humans are very, we suffer a lot. We have a lot of, we create all these problems, and when you think about it, I mean, it is not that serious.
It's not.
Like, to lack of better words, I don't know. I feel like religion is a way of separating people, so I don't really believe in like separation of believing in one thing or the other, because if you read all the religious books that there are out there, they all fall under a code of control, and I believe that religion is meant to control and organize people, and it's really a form of believing that there's a greater power than you yourself. And obviously we all know that, because, right, I'm just one of how many billions of people in this world.
Exactly.
So to think that I can control someone else is very, it's very,
Absurd,
it is
maybe.
absurd. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for, right? Because to control something means that you have power over it. And I don't really like that word. I don't like that term,
Yeah, control, I don't like it either.
because when have you seen, I mean, to control somebody outside of their normal activity or their normal being or their normal person, it's kind of, it's evil to me.
Yeah, definitely. Human beings are supposed to have freedom and rights and choices.
We're all creatures of Earth. And to be a creature of Earth means that you do a few things. You live, you breathe, you eat, right?
Reproduce.
You reproduce. You care for others. And you spread that on. And, that's the cycle of life. And nothing in those words that I've said has anything to do with control, power, money, status, reputation. In our natural habitat, our natural human instinct, none of those things apply to who we really are, because at the end of the day, we all bleed and we all die the same. We all breathe the
Exactly.
same. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
Everybody's grave is the
Yes.
same.
Indeed. It might be a different color, but it still goes to the same. Even if it
The
doesn't go to the same place,
Yeah.
right? It's still the same
The same
concept, the
ending.
same ending. Yes. that's the answer.
Yeah. Where are your parents' families from?
My parents' family, they're from Earth.
Right, what geographic location on Earth?
My parents are Dominican geographically, so they're from the Caribbean. And my parents' parents are also from the Caribbean. Their parents, however, I don't know. Some of them might have been shipped and, moved around here and there, but predominantly we are Taínos. So I
Taínos.
have somewhat of an Indian background.
Okay.
And
Interesting.
yeah.
That's interesting. Very. All right. So, tell me about the first time you were aware that the criminal justice system existed.
When the first time I observed that the criminal justice system existed was when my father has been arrested. My father has been incarcerated for over 20 years now.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so I always thought he was away somewhere at like this camp place. I didn't know what it was. But yeah, as I got older, I started to realize that my father did something very terrible in his life, which in fact he was protecting his wife, so he did it for a somewhat of a valid reason in his mind. But the only time I got to see him was when I went to this facility, which was a jail, and that's when I knew of the criminal justice system. And visiting my father was very tricky in the sense of I didn't know what jail was. I didn't know if
Okay,
it
it
was a
was your
place for
first
him to
time.
be a better person, a place for him to learn something. Maybe it was his home, maybe it was a place of work. I didn't know what it was. But the when you say the word criminal justice, I see freedom. So I would say the first time I was aware of the criminal justice system was when I started to learn more about social studies and how does, how do we punish people? How do we free people? How do we just give people the opportunity to be like us? Because in this world, we have two people. We have two kinds of people. We have people who don't have freedom because of the choices they've made, whether it was bad. And we have people who are free because they follow rules. Right? The first time I was introduced to the criminal justice system was when I myself was free.
So in freedom, what do you consider freedom?
Freedom to me is you yourself acknowledging a situation and knowing how to remove yourself from it. Because, let's be honest, every human situation possible, we can get ourselves out of, as long as we don't drag ourselves in or let other people drag us in. And as long as you know how to remove yourself from a situation, you will be free.
All right, understandable. All right, perfect. What have been some of the happiest moments in your life and some of the saddest?
Me being here, sharing my knowledge and my experiences
Your gems.
here in this podcast, let's be honest, is a very it's a platform where you can express yourselves and be yourself, and no one can judge you.
Facts.
So it's a very happy moment for me.
Good. How about your saddest?
Leaving and having to leave and not knowing how to grasp all the information that I've gotten. And also death. Any death that has taken place in my life, whether it was spiritual, mental, or physical, it was very sad because I know that I could I could have avoided it, but I didn't know how to. So that has led me to it has led me to be where I'm at today, whether good or bad. But I do feel like I could have been in a better place had I known how to get out of those situations. So
Okay. So if you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be?
my grandmother.
Which one?
My grandmother from my mom's side.
How come?
My grandmother's a very wise, very knowledgeable, very smart individual. She doesn't throw all her gems out there, but if you ask her, you will see that she is very wise and very aware of what's going on in this world. However, she may act very oblivious to what's going on. But once you start to ask her questions, you will see that she knows exactly what's going on. And it is very interesting to see someone like play their role in society, although they know that their role is not so much realistic because she also believes in the bigger picture, if you
Okay.
understand
Oh
me.
yeah, definitely.
Like, she plays her role as if it's a movie,
Okay.
but backstage in the scenes, if you start to ask her questions, you will start to realize that she herself also knows that her role in this movie is total bullcrap.
I didn't expect that ending.
So yeah,
That's funny.
yeah.
Okay. What is your first memory of me?
My first memory of you? Seeing you through my window, walking, approaching my vehicle.
I was approaching your vehicle.
Yeah, with a friend. Somebody dropped you off.
Okay.
I didn't know whether you or her was getting in the car or both of you. But yeah, you got in my car. And
All
yeah,
right.
that was my first memory of you.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood was very it was fun. I grew up with my cousins, so I grew up around a lot of children my age.
In the Bronx.
Yeah. And yeah, it was fun. I got to play with people, got to play with kids.
You were always outside.
No, we played inside. We broke a lot of lamps and a lot of light bulbs, and we broke a lot of
Got your
frames
ass
and
beat?
stuff. They didn't really get our ass beat. At least not
Wow,
me. I
you're
was always the good kid.
lucky.
Because I was the youngest.
Okay.
So I was the one that got away with all of it. My older cousins were the ones who got beat.
Sucks to be them.
Yeah.
What kind of student were you?
Middle school or high school or college?
Oh, were you different in all of them?
I would say I was different in high school than in college.
How so?
Well, college, I had the notion and I had the understanding that it's all up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you do good here or you do bad, this will determine who you become in the future. The teachers, I also had the knowledge that the teachers are not going to baby you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do what you have to do, they don't care. They're still getting paid. So with that understanding, I knew that I had to put my best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if I graduated, I knew that I was going to get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that after that, it was my career, you know? So college helped me focus on my career. High school was more of a, I'm doing this because I have to. I'm doing this because my parents are forcing me to come to school. As opposed to college, where it was my own choice. Like, I'm doing this because I know that once I get that diploma, I'm going to be making such and such, 80K, 100K a year, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the difference between both.
Okay.
Me knowing what was the reward as opposed to my parents forcing me to go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yes.
Okay. So when did you first fall in love?
Middle school.
Wow. Middle school.
Yeah, I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
I met the most prettiest girl in my life.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't fall in love with me back, so it was a heartbreak.
Oh, damn. Just in middle school? That was your first love?
Yes, that was my first love.
Okay, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get into your line of work? Like being with kids or Ubering? Like did people put you on or?
Yeah, I got put on to the, so I originally was a nursing major.
Oh, wow.
But,
plot twist.
Yeah, it was a big plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
Biology was too hard for me.
Yeah.
It was a lot of memorization.
I know what you mean.
And the school system here, they put you through classes that you might not even need.
Mm-hmm.
for your career.
Yeah.
But college is very tricky in the US because I feel like it's more of a for profit than let's get this person to know what he has to know.
Facts.
To do his job.
Big
so
facts.
I was doing a lot of stuff that I wasn't gonna need in the future, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And so because the nursing career was so hard,
mm-hmm.
I instead transferred to an education major, and my classes were in line with what I was going to be doing, which was making lesson plans and teaching them.
Yeah.
So I switched to education, got my degree, and I'm doing exactly what I was taught to do.
That's what you needed.
Right, exactly. And for my Ubering career, of course, it's no, so I got my license at around 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've been driving since I was 17, I've always had a car. So I never really knew. I never thought I'd be a taxi driver until I realized, like, oh, I know how to drive. And then Uber sent me a request saying, hey, do you want to drive for us? All you need is your license. I'm like, okay, well, I do have my license.
No-brainer.
And they said, okay, do you have a car? And I said, yeah, I have a car. And they said, okay, you can drive for us. And I was just like,
Like
okay,
one
so
plus one equals two.
let's drive. Like, why not? Let's make some extra money.
Exactly. Oh my God, that's funny. All right, so how did you come to your faith? Was it from your family, from a particular experience or experiences, or how did you come to it?
How did I come to my faith?
I think you probably kind of spoke about it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, so my faith comes from everything around me, really. I mean, me seeing how other people's lives are, I started to analyze what aspect in their life caused them to be that way. And therefore, it has caused me to understand that, or actually, it has caused me to question my own life and start to analyze, why am I here? What am I doing? And I think my faith comes from the understanding that I don't know why I'm here, but I'm here. So, and I'm not here forever. No one's here forever. So, what is our role in the time that we have here? What is the facts? What is real? What's the realest thing about the human being's existence?
On Earth.
And it is a fact that we can never really pinpoint how we got here, right? But we do know what makes us feel good. We do know what makes us feel bad. We do know that love is powerful and that hate is destructive. So, how can we help the human, us being, expand, feel good,
Feel the love.
feel the love, feel like you're important, like you're accepted by your own people? Because when you don't feel accepted by your own kind,
We're
we lead to
lost.
we're lost. We lead to racism. We lead to war. So my faith has a lot to do with
Speaking of that, I'm totally into.
faith. Is tricky because what does the word faith really mean? And when I think of the word faith, I think of believing in something that you can't see, but you know and you feel that it's there. And there's a lot of things that you can't really put into words, but you know deep down in your heart that
You believe in it.
you know that it's true, it's real. Like, we feel things. Like, you may catch eye contact with somebody and you don't know why you feel some way about that person. You may not know how to put it in words, but you know that you felt it, So,
That's so true. That's very true.
it's a very complex, humans are very complex organisms, and we have very complex minds. And some of the stuff it's hard to put in words, and I'm still learning.
Every day we're learning.
So, yeah.
Do you think about dying and are you scared?
We talked about this earlier. Do I think about dying and am I scared? Yes and no.
Yes, and no to what?
Yes, I do think about dying, and It is kind of scary, but also, no. I feel like I have a great faith that, I live righteously and I live in a way where I live for the people and I live for myself. Right? So, but to be real, no, I'm not scared of death as long as it's natural and as long as, it's not violent, because I don't believe in violence.
So do you consider
'Cause
just
we all get over things that we might be mad at, and I've seen people do things out of anger that they start to regret. So everything passes, everything is temporary. So why would I do something to somebody that's permanent? Like taking their lives, which they're dead forever, for a feeling or an emotion that I felt about them that will one day go away.
That's very beautifully said.
Like,
No, that's real
and we all
facts.
have those bad, like, we've all had that feeling of, oh, I don't like this person. But as time passes, we start to realize, and I know me myself, I can speak for myself, I start to realize, like, you know what? I can't let this affect me. Whatever this person does, it's on them. It doesn't dictate my life. And that's that. That's when you start to think more wise, more think for yourself, do what you got to do for yourself. Because when you point a finger at somebody, we pointing three fingers at us. So at the end of the day, whatever you think about somebody else, you think about yourself. And that goes back to us being all connected. We are all connected
Very
in a
much
very weird way.
so. Yeah,
So
it's crazy.
forgiveness is there for a reason. So yeah, when we come across that topic, death, and being scared of it, no, I'm not scared of death because we're all gonna die one day. We're not here to live forever,
Facts.
individually,
That's what's up.
spiritually and morally, humans are here to stay,
I mean, your
obviously.
human body dies, but your spirit lives forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Well said, well said.
So have you ever been to DR and how was your experience like?
Yes, I have been to DR, which is my parents' hometown, and very loving, very friendly environment. Everybody is greeting you, and everybody welcomes you with open arms.
Even
Lots.
foreigners?
Yes, lots of food.
Okay.
Lots of lots of love, fruits and vegetables. Everything is all good.
Okay, all right, awesome.
I'm doing an interview right now. Hold on.
So, when was the last time you were there?
Last year.
Last year. Okay. When do you think you want to go back?
When do I want to go back?
Yeah,
Today?
today.
Yesterday?
You already
Yesterday?
want to be there.
I already want to be there.
Yeah,
I
I've
love
never
it.
been. I'd love to go someday.
Definitely, you should. It's amazing. The climate is beautiful. It's not as cold as New York. Some people enjoy the cold. I'm not so much a fan of the cold, so yeah, I prefer to be somewhere with a better climate.
Okay, understandable.
Yes.
Has your experience with the justice system changed? Has it changed you or your outlook
On the
on the
justice
world?
system?
Yeah, and how?
Wow. That's a tough question.
It's
I
a
mean,
loaded question.
the justice system,
Yeah.
it's not fair. It wasn't fair, at least for a lot of people. I've dodged a bullet a lot of times because I've never been like really arrested. I've never had to face a judge face to face to where I was, it was either you're going to jail for a long time or no, I've never been in that situation. But the justice system, it's all over the place. I mean, we experience injustice every day. I mean, like, I'm driving and I don't know, this guy cuts me off and runs a red light and I'm stuck at a red light. And he ran the red light, but I'm stuck at the light. And if I run it and there happens to be a cop behind me,
You get
I get pulled over and he's like on the highway chilling,
already
He's
gone.
gone. So it's like, I mean,
There's been unfair treatments to you.
like you can't really, it's hard to be 100% justice. People get away with a lot of dumb shit every day.
Facts.
And my experience with the justice system and has it changed. I've gotten good at dodging the justice system and like dodging having to deal with major consequences. And I try my best to keep myself away as far as possible from having to having to deal with just any, court-based system. So, yeah.
All right, awesome. Who has been the biggest influence in your life, and what lessons did that person or those people teach you?
The only person I can think of right now is myself. I have been the biggest influence in my life.
Oh, you gotta explain this.
For reasons that, I mean, I've gone through stuff that nobody in my family has ever gone through. Not saying that I'm better than anybody, but I've been through stuff that I've put myself through. And I'm a true believer in, I learned the hard way. Yeah, I have to go through something to see it for myself. I'm not a big person on, like, if somebody tells me, oh, the stove is hot, don't touch it. I want to
I
touch the
want to touch
stove to make sure for
it.
myself that it's hot. All right,
Exactly, definitely.
so I'm the biggest teacher in my life. And I've taught myself that man. You gotta live your life somewhat without fear, but be cautious. And
Check your surroundings.
yeah, understand that your life is yours and you live it the way you want to, not don't let people dictate, what your life should look like or what your life should be. But be optimistic and be very what can I say? Be yourself, being yourself would lead you to greater success than people telling you who to be and how to be, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
I hope that answered that question.
Nah, it really did. Do you have any favorite relatives?
Favorite relatives. Who's my favorite relative? I only have, well, no, I have a lot of relatives. My favorite relative would have to be my brother.
How so?
He's my brother, my only brother, from the same mother and same father. And he's very unique in his ways, and he's, if I was to point to somebody who is uniquely themselves in their own ways, I would have to point to him, because we don't have anything alike. We don't have anything in common. And in fact, he is very different than everybody I know, you know, in every aspect.
That's beautiful. Like,
yeah.
In a lot of my episodes, or even just in general, I talk about my little sister a lot. Like, I'm like, so I admire her so much. Like, it's crazy how different she is, and she thinks for herself, and she does things on her own terms, and like, she's just very different, and like, I'm always like, I want to learn from you, like, what you got going on. Like, I'm always like, she's the little sister, but sometimes I look up to her because I feel like she has an old soul, and she knows what she's doing, and she's very intelligent, you know.
Yeah, my brother has an old soul as well.
Yeah.
He definitely has an old soul, and his, and it's very amusing to witness that, because too many people around me are very similar in a way. Like, everybody tries to be like somebody else, but he definitely follows his own path in a way, and it's very interesting to witness, you know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So could you tell me about your first kiss?
That was a question I was looking at, and I was very interested. My first kiss was when I was about, I want to say, how old was I? I was between 5 and 7 years old.
What?
And, well, no, I wasn't 5. Pause. I would say 7 and 9. Around that. I was young, very young. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was before, this was around second grade. So what age second grade is this?
Like 7.
7, right?
Yeah,
7,
yeah.
8. Mm-hmm. So I was about 7 years old. And I was at a babysitter's house, and there was other kids there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this one girl, we used to play together sometimes, I guess. I can't remember very vividly, but I remember us playing under a table, and there not being nobody else around. So...
Y'all were experimenting.
We experimented with our lips and we kissed, and that's very memorable to me. I remember that.
Yeah.
Like it was yesterday.
Oh my God. That's so funny. It's great. I love it. So do you currently like your job?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Like is a very easy words to throw around.
Okay.
Sometimes my jobs are rewarding whenever I feel like I've helped a child and I've, you know, done something good for somebody, or, you know, dropped somebody off who was in like dire need to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
For me to like my job, I have to find it rewarding
Okay.
in the sense of I help this person out. Because it's a job at the end of the day. When we have jobs, jobs are meant to help other people, get to where they're going or to a better outcome. Some days, I don't feel like I like it as much because I might feel like I didn't do enough. I didn't do what I could. I didn't try my best at what I do. But for the most part, life is a job. Life is a job, baby girl. And listen, if you don't like your job, I mean,
You're miserable.
you have to like your job because life is a job.
Yeah, you have to
You
like what you're
know,
doing.
everything we do on a daily basis is a job. So, yes. No, I do like my jobs. I do.
That's good.
Sincerely, from the
Sorry.
bottom of my heart.
How has your faith evolved over time?
My faith has evolved. Wow, that's deep. How
Very.
has my faith evolved? I would say at one point in life, I didn't have any faith, or at least I didn't. I mean, I'm not very spiritual, so it's hard to really say how has it evolved. Has it evolved? Yes, my faith has gone up and down, and my faith is a roller coaster.
Okay. You want to
Like,
explain?
some days I feel faithful, some days I don't even, I'm not even thinking about faith. I'm just trying to get through the day. So, I mean, but for the most part, whenever I do think about faith, it has evolved, and my faith, yes, it has evolved. I'm wiser. I find ways around those things we don't see, but we feel, you know? Sometimes we feel things that we don't understand it, and as kids, it may drive us crazy because we don't know why we feel how we feel, but we know, we feel it. And as you get older, you start to question these things, like, why do I feel this way? And as I get older, I start to analyze those feelings a little more. And understand that, okay, something inside me is guiding me. Something within is trying to tell me something that I want to understand. I want to know what it is. So, my faith has evolved, of course. How has it evolved? Just by me just living.
That's beautiful. So you're just like living, enjoying the moment, not stressing, just being in the moment.
Yep, being in the moment and trying to be my best self in that moment.
Best
Always
human
trying
you
to be
can
the
be.
best person I could be. You know, not letting life just go by, being a person who who's involved in life, not letting life happen to me, but me,
Being in control of your life.
not so much in control of my life, but me, yes, in control of my life, but also me playing the game of life.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that you said that. What traditions have been passed down in your family that you still celebrate?
Christmas.
That's a huge family tradition for you.
Every holiday, I still celebrate. Yeah, pretty much. We celebrate. We've always celebrated mainly every holidays except for Halloween. Halloween, my family, we don't really celebrate it much. But even Halloween, I still somewhat, I've always liked, even as a child, dressing up and, wearing costumes. So even to this day, I still celebrate Halloween.
Okay, nice. I love Halloween too.
It's a cool holiday.
How has the criminal justice system affected your life?
Think you asked me that already.
Did I already? Okay, I think
How
so.
has it
Well,
affected
like, I
my
asked two
life?
questions similar to that, so I think you probably answered it.
Okay, how has the criminal justice system affected my life?
Like you said, your father was incarcerated, so I think it's part
That
of
is
what
true.
affecting your life.
Yes, that is true.
All right, then we'll end it with this question. Can you tell me a moment when a person's kindness has made a difference in your life?
I met this girl one day,
Okay.
and I don't know if it was out of a kindness of her heart, or it was her just acting upon her own will and wants. But we hit it off, and she made me feel like I was wanted by her. And I think it was her kindness, and it made me feel very confident in myself.
Yeah, how so? Just playing.
She, how did I don't know how to describe it. She was very, kind. She was kind, and I appreciated her kindness.
Yeah, you don't
It
get those
was
a
a
lot.
I wouldn't say I don't get those a lot, but I appreciate kindness
It's around.
whenever it's around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun.
It was interesting.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Awesome.
I'm glad you had a good time. I did
Oh, yeah, I
too.
did. It's interesting. I'm still having a good time. I look forward to the next interview.
Yes, definitely. I'll definitely invite you to the next one.
Cool.
All right, well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks so much again for following me on this journey, and I definitely appreciate Al for joining me today. Do you have any last words you want to say, or any like wisdom you want to share with the world, or just any last words or anything?
Always believe what you can't see. Hold on to your faith. If you believe in something, it was 1 hour.
Yeah.
Understand that as a human, you are a part of Earth. You're a part of this world. And humans, we live a very complicated life. Like, us humans are the most complicated species on Earth right now. Let's put that, lay that down. Like, we're the only ones who pay for things that we normally need, where other species don't pay for, like water, food. So understand that the complex world that we've created for ourselves leads to our very own disappointments and our own just depression. It is normal for a human to be depressed in the world we live in today because we live a very complex life, and life is not that complex. Life is very simple, in fact. You know, we make it complex. So don't lose sight of reality. Don't confuse reality for sociality.
Like, you mean like social media and stuff? Or
like believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself, believe in your inner gut feelings, your inner guides, your spirituality. Find your spirituality. Find whatever makes you feel like you're not this robot. Find whatever makes you feel like you're actually a part of Earth, you know? Don't stray away from Earth too much. Don't stray away from Earth at all.
That's just beautiful.
Be human. Yeah.
I love another interview.
This was interesting.
Nah, I got you.
Next time I'm gonna come with the real juice.
Nah, this was beautiful. Thanks so much. Well, guys, thank you so much once again. Don't forget to listen on all platforms. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share with everybody that you know. And my monthly subscriptions are up now, so you guys don't be afraid to share a coin or two with me. Your girl needs it. But yeah, definitely coming up with another interview, more content, more stories, everything. Have a blessed day, blessed night, blessed life. Thank you. Have a great day.